Hello.
Hi, is August there?
No, he's not. May I just come on, please?
Sure, this is Joelle from Bank of Cardiff. Is this Naomi?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. I'm from the underwriting department here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good. Your file was sent over to the underwriting department, and I just wanted to do a little quality control on the file, just to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. Do you have a few minutes to chat?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of basic information I have on the business. So it looks like August is the 100% owner of the business. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you started the business in 2012?
Hold on. It broke. Okay. I'm sorry. Say it again.
No worries. It looks like you started the business in 2012.
Well, we started the business in 99. But okay. We became legal in the courthouse, you know, where we signed a document in 2012.
Oh, okay. So you've been doing business since 1999, but it hasn't been legal until, wasn't legal until 2012.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Because he's a, and well, it got to the point where we needed to have some type of documents and stuff.
Yeah, and it's better to just do it that way. Obviously, you guys know what you're doing, but, you know, it's better to have it, you know, on paper,
yeah.
So it's good for loans and things like that, too. So, okay. And it looks like you're looking between $10,000 to $50,000?
If possible, yes.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to use the money for?
Just right now, capital, catch up with the bills that we have because the business has been slow for us. And
okay.
We're just in a type of crunch right now. He's in the oil and gas business. So you can imagine what I'm going
through. Yeah. So it must have been pretty slow this whole year then.
Pretty much. And it's gotten to the point where we need to do something, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so for now, we got this, and I've got property selling. I've got the documents. They're signing, but the money, you know what I'm saying, it's not moving quick enough for us.
Mm-hmm. And to pay for bills, are you referring to, I'm looking at the credit report here. There's a few things that's been passed due. It looks like you have three accounts with Harley and
yes.
One with Ford, another bank loan. Or
yes.
Is it a credit card? The one with Commonwealth?
It's a bank loan.
That's a bank loan? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I said, we've been making it. It's been slow, talking to our creditors, but it's getting to the point where it's hurting our credit now.
Mm-hmm. And this bank loan, is this the line of credit you guys have with them?
Yes. No, I've had other loans through them. So they're, they are understanding and willing to help us. They financed three other cuts for us, but we needed to branch out and try to get the credit better under the business name.
Mm-hmm. And the Commonwealth one, is that is it a truck finance loan?
What is it?
The loan you have, the past due you have with Commonwealth Financial, is that for a truck, like financing a truck, or is it like a capital loan?
Is that $1,000 and something?
$541.
Capital One?
No, Commonwealth Financial.
And it's for $541?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that one's for.
Okay.
Maybe something that's not ours. We've been getting a lot of stuff come back from his ex-wife, too, that they're trying to say we owe.
I see. Okay.
And I'm trying to head those off, too.
I see. Okay. Okay. So I guess, let's see here. It looks like it might be a medical payment. Medical bill?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. That's ours. That's because when he had cancer. Yes. I'm still paying on that.
I see. Okay. No worries. No, what is that? Okay. And so this is part of the bills that you're referring to, is that correct?
Correct.
All the bills that we have right now? Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay. So if I added all these together, it looks like there's about $4,000, maybe $5,000 in over past due balance right now. What would be the remaining capital? What would you be using that for?
Just whatever comes up in case the truck breaks down and things like that. Last week I had an out pocket, and thank God I had it in savings, but there goes my savings of $5,700 that I had an out pocket on repairs on the truck.
Oh, I see.
See, I'm low in capital.
Yeah. How often do the truck need work?
Doesn't, you know, but this is just out of the blues. It came up, you know?
Yeah. Is it a pretty old truck?
Oh, no. This is a 2009 truck. It's not. But it's major things that, you know, it's an 09, so we're going to have things come up that are going to need to be repaired.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Cool. Okay. And then I see here that you guys did about 200 and give me 1 second. $286,000 in gross sales last year?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what you...
We were hoping to beat that this year, but...
Yeah.
It doesn't look like we're going to be able to.
What are you guys tracking to do this year?
A little more than that.
Just a tad bit more?
Yeah. Just, you know, that's a basic goal. We want to... Our basic goal is to have 3 trucks running.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'll be able to get there.
Do you have only one right now?
Only one right now.
Okay. And then what did you guys, I'm not sure if you remember, but do you remember what you guys did in 2014 for gross sales?
I can get it for you.
Okay.
Sorry, bear with me.
No worries. That's okay if you can't pull it up right away. Do you have like a guesstimate? Or do you think around the 280 or a little below?
It was a little below than that.
A little lower than that? Okay.
Yeah, because we made an improvement last year.
Okay. No worries. Do you think like 270, 260?
Something like that, yes.
Okay. I could just put a range.
I know it was an improvement.
That's good. Okay. Okay, and then it looks like currently you don't have any working capital loans?
No, none at all.
Okay. Have you had one before?
No, this would be the first one.
First one, okay. Okay. And then did Julian explain to you how the program is set up?
Kind of, sort of. We didn't really get into details, but...
Sure.
You know, I know we would have to pay it back on a monthly loan. I asked him if y'all can set it up to where it is taken out of the bank account automatic, like an automatic draft, and I think he said you could do that. Mm-hmm. Other than that, that's about it.
Sure. So, based on your growth and your sales of the 286, we can usually free about 10 to 15% of that. So, on the lower range, about the 280, it would be 28,000. On the higher range, give me 1 second, maybe about 42,000, and that's on the higher side.
Mm-hmm.
And how it works is basically, after you say yes to the contract and the loan and everything, we deposit the money directly straight into your business checking account. And then from there, you can use it for whatever you need. We don't follow the money. From that same account, we will do an automatic payment of either a daily, weekly, or monthly payment. For first-time borrower and with your type of file here, it would probably be either a daily or a weekly payment, and it will be automatically deduction.
Okay.
And for how daily works is basically it's going to be automatic draw on a daily basis from Monday to Friday, no holidays or weekends. So about 21 or 22 payments a month.
Okay. So what are we looking at a daily basis at one time? That's what I don't understand.
The term length?
Uh-huh. And about how much would that be daily?
Sure. I haven't run the final numbers yet, so I don't know exactly what it's going to be for you. But just to give you a general idea, for a first-time borrower, it ranges from 6 months to 2 years, and anything in between that. And then it'll be just set up on the daily or the weekly draw.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If it could be weekly, it would be better.
Okay. But I can... I'll put a request for the weekly, but I can't guarantee it, but I'll try my best to get you the weekly.
Okay.
Okay. And then going back to your file here, I see in September, looks like September was a pretty tough month for you guys, huh?
Mm-hmm. And this month, too.
Yeah. I see that you guys had about 12 days of negative days.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about what happened?
We had another breakdown, and then he got sick again, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it hit us again, you know. And no, he's over it. It's just skin cancer treatments he had to go through. But hopefully, thank God, we've got it all now.
That's good. It's nothing too dangerous.
No, nothing too interesting.
You guys have it handled?
Yeah, pretty much now.
That's good. That's good to hear.
And hopefully we can start. I mean, they're telling us we've got a lot of work, and he's been busy from here on out. And hopefully, and I'm praying to God, it continues, you know?
Yeah, that'd be good. And it's just him working most of the time? Or do you have any other guys working under you guys?
No, it's just him. Just like him. I said, our goal is to have eventually two other trucks rolling.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And when did the truck break down?
Beginning of the month? No, it broke down last week on Wednesday and then at the beginning of the month.
Okay. And how long does it usually take for the mechanic to fix it?
It depends on what's wrong. Sometimes it can be a day. Sometimes it can be longer. It just depends on what actually is wrong with the trucks. Because both situations, we've had to take it to the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how that goes. And they work.
Yeah.
They please.
Yeah. And do you guys go to the same dealer every time?
Yes, and it's usually pretty much Peterbilt. And if he can't get into Peterbilt, it will be into, like, Kenworth. That works on the actual Cummins engine.
Okay. I see. Well, hopefully they get it fixed, you know, as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I also see here in his credit report that there was an inquiry from a bank called Cornerstone Financial.
That is who is... financing the truck.
Oh, okay. They finance the truck. Okay. So are you guys, so did you try to reapply with them to get another truck?
Either them or y'all. If we can get a good status with y'all, I'd go with y'all too and them. I mean, like I said, we want two trucks. And I just got this truck not too long ago.
Okay, so for Cornerstone Financial is just to see what the are you looking to buy another truck right now?
No, right now. We just bought this one through them. We got it. It's a lease program.
Oh, I see. Okay. So with Cornerstone, when you guys reapply, looks like on the 11th, is that for refining the current truck payments, or is it for...
That's when we got into the little binding and stuff.
Okay.
We had to put those two notes on the back end.
Okay. So it was a refi.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
I mean, like I said, we are working with the creditors. We're trying to do everything possible and try to handle it right, but it's just getting harder and harder to do.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then with Cornerstone, where are you guys at with them on that process?
We're in a good process with them now, and you can talk to Jesus on that.
Okay. Have they come back with, offer for the refi?
Oh, no. We just, like I said, we signed the contract and agreed to have the payment on the 9th, which we get paid on the
4th. I see.
So we will have the payment for them and go from there.
Oh, okay. I understand now. Okay, perfect. So it looks like I have everything I need to move the file along. So we should probably have preliminary numbers for you to look at tomorrow. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out to Julian.
Okay. And so this is pretty much a good thing, and we got the loan?
No, I'm submitting the file right now. I'm in the process processing the file now. So I was just kind of doing some quality control, just make sure that we're on the same page of everything. So now that I have all the information, I can move the file along. The only thing is, I was actually looking at your application that you guys filled out. Looks like it got printed incorrectly. Some of the words were on the top. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Julian send over a filled out application. You have to do is just have August sign it. Because we can't, the one that you guys sent over, I can't accept that one.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, sure. All right, I'm going to have Julian email that over to you in the next few minutes.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.